This is WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 61 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. What's going on with AI, artificial intelligence? The company behind ChatGPT has something to say.
OpenAI will be live streaming an event where it's expected to demo some new updates to ChatGPT, its artificial intelligence chatbot, and GPT-4, the large language model that ChatGPT is built on. Company CEO Sam Altman downplayed speculation that the company would be unveiling its next large language model, GPT-5, as well as theories that they're announcing a search engine.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. Former Donald Trump fixer Michael Cohen will be on the witness stand today in Trump's hush money trial. He's the only witness who can affirmatively link Trump to the business records allegedly phonied up to conceal the payment to Stormy Daniels. Beginning today, the corruption trial of New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Menendez, accused of accepting bribes in exchange for favors from foreign nationals. This is ABC News. Police in New York City looking for whoever it was who punched actor Steve Buscemi while he was walking in Manhattan last week.
He was treated for bruising, swelling, and bleeding to his left eye. His publicist releasing a statement reading in part, "He is okay and appreciates everyone's well wishes, though incredibly sad for everyone that this happened while also walking the streets of New York."
ABC's Shante Lanz. We learned of the death at age 98 of Oscar-winning filmmaker Roger Corman, King of the Bees.
Attack of the Crab Monsters was Roger Corman's.
Here are monsters with razor-sharp claws that hand grenades and dynamite cannot stop.
Corman hired aspiring filmmakers Francis Ford Coppola, Ron Howard, James Cameron, and Martin Scorsese in 1960. Little Shop of Horrors featured Jack Nicholson as a pain-loving dentist patient. Bill Murray played it in the musical 1986 remake. Corman started as a messenger boy at Fox Studios. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for temperatures to range into that low 70 range. Looks like some showers possible, especially in the southern and eastern areas of Richland County coming up for the day. Tonight, some showers clearing by morning, a low of 46 tonight. Tuesday, mostly sunny and mild conditions, a high of 70. Wednesday, bright and beautiful with calm winds, a high of 72. A few showers on Thursday and 72. 76 Friday and Saturday looks nice with a high near 80. That looks like a pretty good week weather-wise, especially for this point in the spring. The air is calm currently after a midnight reading of 70. It has stayed pretty warm in the night. That followed yesterday's high of 85 here at the studios and a trace of precipitation. It is 61 degrees on this Monday morning, May 13th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Jesus saved me, he gave his life on Calvary's tree. And though I failed him, he still loves me. Through his grace, I've been
Jesus built the home for me in glory land. It was our sins that he died for all mankind. He paid the price. Who are we that he should love us enough to give his life? I know I don't deserve a mansion, 'cause I was born a sinful man. No, I don't deserve a mansion, but Jesus built the home for me in glory land. But Jesus built the home for me in glory land. And
Charlie Pride as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, our national anthem sung by Ricochet. Well, it is time for us to reshuffle the deck and start a new week here in Southwest Wisconsin. We hope you had a good weekend and a very happy Mother's Day. And it was a nice one in Sextonville. We had some good moments there. And actually, I was kind of surprised because I thought we were really going to get rained on. It was we were out and June wanted to work in her garden because that's one of her favorite things to do. So, all right. So we're out there and boy, it got dark and it was like rumbling and oh boy, this looks okay. We got about one drop or two drops in Sextonville. Now, other places I heard had a pretty good shower yesterday, but not in and around Richland Center. Just a trace of precipitation in that that passing shower in the afternoon. So it should be a pretty nice week. It looks like maybe some rain to get around today, but we'll see how it goes. We can always use the showers, right? The Brewers lost one yesterday, but won the series against the Cardinals. We'll have details coming up in about 10 minutes when we check sports. Let's get the chores going on the Light in the Milk House show. Here's Clay Walker.
What's that? I hear angels singing, telling me to make my move. Listen to it. Their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby. Tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is. What's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady. I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I gotta know what love is to you. 'Cause to me, it's the rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby. Tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is. What's it to you? Love is the rhythm of two hearts beating. Steady and true. Talk to me, baby. Tell me.
seniors of Dodgeville High School, congratulations on your graduation. Your achievements are truly commendable. Wishing you all the best from WCCU Credit Union, Julie Karen State Farm, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, and Fuller's Milker Center.
At times she comes around, though she's someone else's now. I can't lay it down, no matter how I try to forget her when I find she's no farther than my mind. Makes me wonder if I ever said goodbye. Night and day, it's all the same. Some pour some whiskey on the flame. Burn another memory in my mind. I've come a long way down. Makes me wonder if I ever said goodbye. Yes, she always. My God, she only said goodbye one time. Heaven knows I live in hell. This barroom is my cell. Makes me wonder if I ever said goodbye. Makes me wonder if I ever said goodbye.
Johnny Rodriguez on the old Light in the Mill Cow Show. I wonder if I ever said goodbye. Advice from a Beaver, the theme for the first 2024 event of the Richland Area Retired Educators 50th Anniversary Year, scheduled for this Thursday beginning at 9:30 at the Phoenix Center. The program will feature Al Cornell, a noted local author and retired wildlife technician with the Wisconsin DNR, and featuring his most recent book, A Year at a Beaver Pond. So that's coming up, and you can RSVP by noon today, and those should be directed to the Retired Area Educators President Paul Murphy at 269 South Park Street, Richland Center. Call 608-647-6439 or email pmurphy@mwt.net. Going on this week, the auditions for The Music Man will be held at the Richland Center City Auditorium Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights at 6:30. No experience is needed to try out for the show, and you can be a part of the performances coming up this summer. The Music Man will be performed July 26th, 27th, and 28th, and August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Reminders from our community calendar. It's 5:15. We're at 60 degrees in Richland Center. Here's Kenny Rogers.
She was into loving me. I was into being free. No one woman was ever gonna get me to settle down. I chase a new one every day. I let the good
good ones slip away. I'm all dressed up and I got nothing to do. Whoa, falling in love with the wrong one, running away from the strong one, living my life like I've got something better to do. Whoa, looking to find me a real love, out every night trying to steal love, chasing myself like a 20th century fool. Sweet thing on the boulevard, he was rich and she was bored. Her old man's got a big car, he can buy her anything. Looking for a little side romance, she took me home and made me dance. She slammed the door and never even asked me my name. Put an end to running around, found a girl and we settled down. Plain Jane girl who wanted to start us a family tree. Got the papers yesterday. She gets the house, I get to pay. Now some guy wearing a t-shirt is drinking my beer. Oh, whoa, falling in love with the wrong one, running away from the strong one, living my life like I got something better to do.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 73, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Again, more numerous in the south and east of Richland County. The other new note on the weather forecast is an air quality alert has been issued for this area until 10 a.m. That's for Vernon, Crawford, and Richland counties. A air quality alert after a warm high yesterday of 85. And I was wondering how close that came to a record. I believe the record high for yesterday was 93, so it wasn't that close, but certainly some rare air.
At the past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, calves were steady, slaughter cows stronger. Holstein bull calves sold up to 610, beef crossbred calves up to 860, with the heifer and lightweight calves 2 to 240. The 250 to 310-pound Jersey calves sold at 195, with a red steer 415 pounds at 295. 85% of the slaughter cows sold over $1.20, topping out at $1.43. 14% range from $1 to $1.20, one cow under $1. Bulls up to 142. At last Friday's feeder sale, all classes of cattle were very active. The lightweight Holstein steers sold from 250 to 3, 6 to 750 weights to 235, and 8 to 1050 Holsteins 155 to 180. Beef steers and heifers sold from $2.30 to $3, with the heavier cattle $185 to $220, crossbreds lower. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, May 17th, and our annual beef bull sale is coming up pretty fast on Wednesday, May 29th. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim to get your cattle on our sales list. We'll come out to your farm, give you an idea what your cattle could bring at our sale. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market. serving the farmers of our area for over 60 years.
A Look at Sports is sponsored by WRCO Sports Boosters. Paul Goldschmidt homered to break out of his slump, and the St. Louis Cardinals rallied to beat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3 and snap a seven-game skid on Sunday. Goldschmidt had gone 1 of 34 in the month of May until he led off the fifth by sending a 1-2 pitch from Bryce Wilson over the center field wall. Goldschmidt also hit a game-tying two-out RBI single in the sixth as the Cardinals erased an early three-run deficit. It was Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol and bench coach Daniel Descalso being ejected in the third inning of that game yesterday as well. Elsewhere in the National League, Miami 7 and Philadelphia 6. The Cubs beat Pittsburgh 5-4. The Pirates, the next opponent of the Brewers, beginning this evening in Milwaukee. San Diego 4, the Dodgers nothing. San Francisco 6-5 over Cincinnati, and the Mets beat Atlanta 4-3. In the American League, Minnesota 5, Toronto 1, Cleveland 7-0 over the White Sox, Houston 9, Detroit 3, Yankees 10, Tampa Bay 6, Kansas City 4-2 over the Angels, Seattle 8-4 over Oakland. In interleague play, Boston 3-2 over Washington, Arizona 9, Baltimore 2, and Colorado 3-1 over Texas. From the NBA, Indiana 121 and New York 89, Denver 115, Minnesota 107. From the NHL playoffs, Florida 3, Boston 2, and Vancouver 4-3 over Edmonton as well. That's a look at Monday Morning Sports.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
523, it is 60 degrees in Richland Center, so don't get overheated. It is time for the aerobic polka, and if you get over, maybe you're kind of feeling it overheated, maybe stop and have a drink of water in the middle of this aerobic polka. Here we go, a one, a two.
Someone stole the kishka, someone stole the kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka?
Someone called a cop. Round, firm, and fully packed, it was hanging on the rack. Someone stole the kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka?
Someone called a cop. You can take my shinka, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my pierogi, but give me back my kishka.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka?
Won't you bring it back? Yasho found the kishka. Yasho found the kishka. Yasho found the kishka. He hung it on the rack.
He found the kishka. He found the kishka. He found the kishka.
Yasho brought it back.
Oh, yes, Yes, indeed. They're the Aerobic Polka from WRCO, the teaming of Frankie Yankovic and Weird Al Yankovic. They were on a Frankie Yankovic tribute album some years ago. All right. Well, we're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets here on a Monday.
Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do. Ooh, is a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy, hauling for eight from Chicago to St. Louis. Lord, I see her every day. A double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that away. Like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Well, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if someone would pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45 coffee drinking, eating time, Jimmy shimmied while I woke up the artist that painted the display of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. The sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real and I'd better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you will find tiny pieces of my heart scattered every which way. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains, and rain. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May, and hay. And I love you too. I love leaves in the wind, pictures of my friends, birds of the world, and squirrels. I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, old TV shows, and snow. And I love you too. I love honest open smiles, kisses from a child, tomatoes on the vine, and onions. I love winners when they cry, losers when they try, music when it's good, and life. And I love you too.
Tom T. Hall with the Light in the Milk House classic from the album Songs from Fox Hollow. It's 60 degrees at WRCO in Richland Center. The time is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Dairy farmers affected by H5N1 influenza can get some help from the government. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. The USDA has announced federal aid will be available to assist dairy farmers impacted by H5N1. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said funds will support efforts to protect against the potential spread of the virus between animals and humans.
Up to $2,000 per affected premises per month. For producers who supply PPE to employees and or who provide outwear uniform laundering, for producers of affected herds who facilitate the participation of workers on the farm in a USDA CDC workplace and farm workers study.
The Centers for Disease Control recently asked state health departments to work with state ag departments to coordinate and help facilitate distribution of personal protection equipment. CDC Principal Deputy Director Nirav Shah says states should prioritize farms where animals have had confirmed cases. More farmers are in talks with companies to have solar panels installed on their farms. That's according to the latest Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. Economist Jim Mintert says in the last 6 months, 19% of farmers have had a discussion about leasing their farmland for solar energy.
More farmers interested in trying to lease their farmland out for solar energy production. Or is it more demand-driven in the sense that there's more companies out there expressing interest? It's pretty clear this is a demand-driven market.
He says they asked farmers about the annual payment rate per acre. 58% of the respondents were offered $1,000 or more per acre to have solar panels installed. Mintert tells Brownfield farmers have concerns.
One of them is some people expressing concern about long-term conversion of quality farmland to a non-agricultural use.
The Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture surveys 400 agricultural producers each month regarding the status of the U.S. farm economy. An ag teacher says farmers should consider a different approach to remain profitable when margins are tight. Mike Sable tells Brownfield, with low commodity prices and high input costs, it's important for farmers to avoid being penny wise and dollar foolish.
I can cut down 10% of my fertilizer costs, and I really do not change my yield, or if I do lose, it's only a 1 or 2%. So that's one way of looking at it and saving some dollars in these times.
Sable says farmers must think about their return on investment or profit per acre instead of striving for maximum yields, because having the most bushels doesn't always mean having the most profit. USDA sees a bigger winter wheat crop for 2024, 1.3 billion bushels. That's 2% larger than last year. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
An active day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was a solid round of direct cash cattle trade that took place Friday. For the week, dress deals in the north were at $295. That was fully steady with the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals are marked at $184 to $185, mostly $184, which was mostly steady with the prior week's weighted averages. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers from 700 to 950 pounds were unevenly steady. Steers 950 to 1,000 pounds were a dollar higher. Feeder heifers 700 pounds and up sold on a higher undertone. The USDA says demand was good on the few load lots in the offering. Flesh was the determining factor in the prices paid. Medium and large one feeder steers, 856 to 899 pounds, brought $235.50 to $247. Feeder steers, 960 to 989 pounds, brought $218.75 to $223. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 816 to 848 pounds, brought $223 to $231.50. Boxed beef closed lower with light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 82 cents at $294.57. Select closed $1.59 lower at $284.17. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down nearly 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors weren't too aggressive in their procurement efforts, likely because they had near-term needed numbers on hand. While demand for U.S. pork has been solid both on the global market and domestically, there are some long-term concerns that linger. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were 94 cents lower with a weighted average of 88.41. The Iowa Minnesota closed 68 cents higher with a weighted average of 90.75. The Western Corn Belt closed 98 cents lower with a weighted average of 89.09. Pork values closed higher, up $1.34 at 99.77. Butts were sharply higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 473,000 head, up 11,000 on the week and up about 17,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were higher, watching direct business develop. Feeder cattle were mostly lower, pressured by the higher move in corn. And lean hog futures ended the day mostly higher on oversold signals. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
We can have a positive impact simply by using our fuels, and we need to get that word out.
Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner Now podcast?
So it's always a good place to start. I love telling the story.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
It really touches every aspect of our society, from just living our everyday lives to driving to flying. It's everywhere, and it's everything we do.
Don't miss the testimonials.
Without biodiesel and renewable diesel, the LCFS program would not have succeeded.
And opportunities for farmers.
I'm really excited about cover crops. I think they have a tremendous boost to the soil health.
The benefits keep growing.
Let's not wait for zero. Let's do something responsible today.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner Now podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Better, Cleaner Now.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle trade Friday was mostly at 184 live and 295 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are up following the USDA's supply and demand numbers. July beans were 10.5 higher at 1219, and August was up 10.25 at 1220.5. July corn was 13.25 higher at 469.75. September was up 13 at 480. Live cattle were higher and feeders were mixed, watching the direct cash cattle markets. June live was up 20 at 176.15 and August was 40 higher at 174.12. August feeders were down 15 at 250.90. And on oversold signals in the higher midday move in pork, June hogs were up 65 at 98.37. July lean was 40 higher at 101.45. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Two crop scientists share this year's World Food Prize. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizal offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Crop scientist Jeffrey Houghton of Canada and the United Kingdom and Kerry Fowler from the United States have been named World Food Prize laureates for 2024. Both were instrumental in the creation of genetic seed banks around the world. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke at the announcement ceremony late last week.
Through their extraordinary work, Jeff and Kerry have not only helped protect these plants, they've also brought the global community together to strengthen the foundation of our agriculture. Today, that is more important than ever. Largely because of climate change and conflict, our global food systems are under unprecedented stress. More than 700 million people around the world are experiencing chronic hunger. They don't know where their next meal will come from.
Blinken says the work of Houghton and Fowler and others like them helps in the battle against global hunger.
And scientists can breed these varieties to create more resilient crops, produce bigger yields, feed more people. But that is only possible with crop diversity. If a variety with a vital gene hasn't gone extinct by the time that we need it most.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
USDA is expecting more milk production. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. USDA has switched expectations for this year's milk production because of more rapid increase in cow output and herd size. Rabo Research Senior Analyst Lucas Fees tells Brownfield export demand from Mexico and parts of Southeast Asia have buoyed prices, but longer term,
those lower Chinese imports will continue to be kind of a dragging factor on an overall kind of core global price recovery moving forward. A lot of that driven by the increase in Chinese milk production domestically.
In the latest supply and demand report, the USDA raised its butter and cheese price forecast for the remainder of this year while lowering nonfat dry milk and whey prices. The Class 3 price was raised because of higher cheese prices, more than offsetting lower whey price forecasts. Class 4 prices were lowered with higher butter prices, often offsetting lower nonfat dry milk prices. The all milk price for this year increased by 35 cents to $21.90 per hundredweight. The agency also increased its outlook for milk production in 2025. Cash dairy prices were mixed Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 38.5, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 198, no sales there. Cheese barrels unchanged at 191 and a quarter with no sales. Butter went down 0.75 cents to 299, one sale at that price. Non-fat dry milk up 1.5 cents at 115 and a quarter with four sales. The Class 3 milk futures, mostly lower Friday. Class 3 June milk was up 15 cents at 20.51, but every other month was down. July down 5 cents, 1990. August down a dime at 1953. September down 9 cents at 1951. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. You can find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 73 and a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Today, the best chance is kind of to the southern part of our listening area and toward the east. An air quality alert has been issued until 10 o'clock this morning for Vernon, Crawford, and Richland counties. We have cloudy skies, kind of a little bit of this, a little bit of that over the weekend with a few raindrops, just a trace of precip here at the studios yesterday. We're at 58 degrees after a midnight mark of 70. Good luck getting to work today. In your Model T or your Model A, whatever you got.
And Scruggs and a little Foggy Mountain Breakdown right there, used quite well in the movie Bonnie and Clyde when they're making the getaways in the old Model A's and the doors are flying open and shots are being fired, crazy stuff. And of course, I knew Flat and Scruggs better from their appearances on the Beverly Hillbillies. They'd visit from back home, come out to visit the Beverly Hillbillies, and yeah, good stuff. Coming up, we'll check in with old Tony Schumacher, and we'll see what he thinks for this week. Weather-wise, it looks like we've kind of turned the corner. Yesterday felt like someone threw a switch and summer happened all of a sudden. This is Bobby Bear.
Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City, and I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home. Home folks think I'm big in Detroit City, from the letters that I write they think I'm fine. By day I make the cards, by night I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines. 'Cause you know, I rode a freight train north to Detroit City, and after all these years I find I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride. Go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind. I wanna go home. I wanna go home.
Bobby Bear, I want to go home, and I guess it's too early for that yet today. Anyway, we're moving on and grooving here on a Monday morning. Regular features continue. We'll be giving you the first clue in the Pine Valley Community Village token hunt a little later on this morning, around 7:15. So it's that season again. Let's see if you can find the token this year and win the big prizes.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Spring is a season of growth and rebirth. Spring is when soil is prepared, crops are planted, and hopes for a successful harvest are renewed. It's a time to watch crops emerge and be prepared to battle weeds and pests. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The first annual Race for Grace will be held on Saturday, May 18th. WRCO invites one and all to be a part of the 5K or 10K, the quarter mile kids run, the 1 mile run walk, or stop by and watch the special firefighters challenge as well. You can register for the event at walkwithgrace.com. Check out more at that website, and we'll see you on the 18th for the Race for Grace. Help fight cancer with Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a relatively quiet start to our day, even though a weak front is right across southern Wisconsin. This may produce a few showers from time to time today. The best chance will be in the south and east portion of our listening area. As of early this morning, just a few very light showers noted down in the parts of southern Grant, Lafayette, into Greene counties. We are expecting temperatures to be around normal today, slightly cooler tomorrow with a gustier northeast wind, but still decent for this time of the year. And then Wednesday, a pretty nice day once again with quite a bit of sunshine and mild conditions. The next front, though, rolling in from the west as we head into Wednesday night into Thursday, that will likely bring us some periods of rain, potentially at least a quarter to a half inch, tapering down later Thursday. After that, we should string together a couple of quiet days again Friday and Saturday. Some very nice conditions for getting outdoors, doing your favorite activity, and then heading into the weekend might be a little system coming toward us by Sunday night or next Monday, but until then, fairly quiet weather. Your forecast for today includes an air quality alert through 10 a.m. for Vernon, Crawford, and Richland counties. That's for some elevated levels of smoke particulates. Be careful out there if you have sensitivity to that. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, more numerous in the south and east portion of the area. High at 73, southwest wind 5 to 10, becoming north to northeast. Tonight, a slight chance of light showers in the southern tip of the area early. Otherwise, variably cloudy, low at 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and somewhat breezy, high at 69 degrees. Northeasterly wind 10 to 15. Wednesday, pleasant with sunny to partly cloudy skies, low 42, high 72. A good chance of showers late Wednesday night. Thursday, showers likely diminishing in the afternoon. Low at 50, high 67. Partly cloudy Friday and Saturday. Friday's high 73, 79 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently 58 degrees in Richland Center with partly to mostly cloudy skies. 85 was yesterday's high. We did pick up a trace of rain here at the studios. Some areas had a pretty good shower yesterday when the thunderstorms kind of rolled through there mid-afternoon. Record high 90 in the year 2022. Record low 28 in 1996. Last year's high was 73 and the low was 60 on this date. Sunset will happen at 8:16 tonight. Tomorrow morning sunrise time, 5:39. Right now the air is calm. Barometer is at 29.70, which is steady. No precipitation today. And again, we're at 58 degrees.